You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Good morning, saints of God. This is Tom Jones, and it is time to wake up. Thank you for being patient with me. I couldn't be on last week because I was real sick. I had food poisoning. I don't think I've ever had it in my life before, but it's either food poisoning or something, and I had to go to the doctors, and I was down for about 4 days. But, you know, I thank the Lord for touching our bodies and taking good care of each and every one of us. As the Word says, if we call upon Him, He said He would show us great and mighty things that we know us not of. So don't forget, you know, spend some quality time with Jesus. Make sure you read the Word each day and draw closer to Him. And I've got a gentleman that's calling in. He's going to share about his ministry, and it's a dynamic ministry. I was a part of it, guest speaker, a couple weeks ago. So I really enjoyed it. And it's a few ministries in Vieira. And I encourage you men that if you want to go to a place and enjoy a ministry, this is the one to be a part of. Yes, sir, Brian? Yes, sir, Brian? Yeah, Brian, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I was telling the saints of God about the ministry that you're a part of out in Vieira, and if you briefly wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about that. I was a part of it a couple weeks ago and sure enjoyed it.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, I appreciate being on the program, Tom. It's a group I've been a part of probably for 7 or 8 years. It's called FUEL. And FUEL is an acronym for Faith, Unity, and Evangelism and Leadership, which are, you know, some core principles of following Christ. And we meet every Thursday, 12 noon, at Pizza Gallery and Grill. That's in the Avenues Vieira. And Chris Canine, the owner, has made it very easy. They have some really good lunch specials for people to come in and get fed physically while we also, you know, strengthen ourselves spiritually. And you were a part of it, as you said, a couple weeks ago, and it was a great presentation. And that's kind of one of the things we try to feature every week is a different speaker. It can be anyone from a pastor or a church leader to a layman. I mean, everybody can talk about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And how he changed and affects our lives. And so we don't really, you know, there are no really qualifications other than just being a brother.
Yes. Brian, tell us what time you meet. This is each week, right?
Every week at Thursday. It's 12 noon officially, but a lot of us get there anywhere from 11:30 on just to get a order in as far as our food. We actually today we have a familiar face or a familiar voice, if you will, for WMIE. We've got Pastor Errol Beckford, who's going to be giving our guest speaker presentation. And I think he has like a regular spot on WMIE, but he's also been a faithful supporter of FUEL. Way before I even joined up with it. So that's going to be kind of exciting for today. But yeah, 12 noon every Thursday. It's a bunch of brothers in Christ, and we've really have no agenda other than glorifying God.
And that's the way it should be, shouldn't it, Brian? That's the way it should be. He said, if he be lifted up, I would draw all men. And just it's a day that we live in, Brian, that we need fellowship like never before to encourage one another. And that's what I really enjoyed about the ministry there is how the men encouraged one another. And that's so needed, isn't it, Brian?
Well, it is. And, I mean, last week we had a local brother in Christ, Gary Miracle, was our guest speaker. Mm-hmm. And he's a phenomenal story. And but at the end of his presentation, then one of the guys just reeling in a low spot in life shared it with us. And, you know, he was in tears, carrying a heavy burden that nobody should be carrying, especially, you know, when you're a follower. And it was surreal how everybody just surrounded him, prayed over him, let him, you know, exchanged phone numbers to call a brother. And that doesn't happen every week, of course, but it was a very opportune time for this brother that was struggling in his walk. And, I mean, that's biblical, you know, holding it in
Yes.
That's not biblical, but we tend to do that anyway as men.
Yes.
And so when you can share your burdens with other men and brothers and believers, there is like a sense of weight being lifted off your shoulder. It doesn't fix your situation necessarily, but it makes it a little easier to navigate.
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, Brian, the word tells us to bear one another's burdens, and I don't see that happening too often anymore.
Women do that well.
Yes, they do.
I'm not really cracking on them. I actually admire it. Sometimes they share a lot, but men, you have to pry it out of us sometimes, and I like the structure of having a men's group that meets weekly at a specific time, because I think men need structure in their lives too.
Yes.
And I also, while I had you on there, I just wanted to make note that the Fuel website is godfuelingmen.com. That's godfuelingmen.com. And you can see Gary Miracle's presentation, as well as all of the presentations we've acquired over the past, I don't know how many years, but I think right now we've easily got close to 400 archived presentations in the videos tab of our website. So, I mean, if you wanted to get a preview of how we do our Fuel get-togethers and fellowships at the Pizza Gallery, there's a lot of videos, and they're chronologically, so from most recent. You can go all the way back. You can search names. It's the gentleman who helped us with our website really set us up well.
That's nice. And can you go over that website again?
Yes. It's godfuelingmen.com.
Okay.
They have a lot of other information in addition to the videos tab. But in fact, we are, if you want to get technical, we're Viera Fuel, but there are two other fuel groups that are aligned with us, but they do different meetings throughout the week. There's a Coco Fuel that meets in Coco every Monday at noon. And then there's Merritt Island Fuel that meets 11 a.m. every Tuesday. So you got a Monday, you got a Tuesday, you got a Thursday, and they're spread out for men in different parts of Brevard County. And if you go to the godfuelingmen.com website, they have specific address and details and all of that type of thing for it too.
Well, what a wonderful fellowship. I sure enjoyed it, and thank you for all that you do for the body of Christ, Brian. I appreciate that. I really do.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, being able to share a little bit. And it's Bill Sims has been a big force behind this ministry. And you know Bill, you probably had him on recently.
Yes.
So he had been doing this, but it's nice to have somebody that can help you. Definitely he didn't bring me in to take over, but to do some of the things I do well, and then just kind of pull our own resources to make, get everything scheduled every week.
And that's how it works. That's how it works, Brian. We work together, not against one another, but we work together. And as Hebrews 3:13 says, we're to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. So, that's so important, and it's so needed in this day that we live in, Brian.
Yes, I agree, and I like the way you put it, daily, because we can't bank it. It's like the manna from heaven. We have to pray for wisdom daily. God's not going to give me wisdom for tomorrow. He's going to hopefully he'll overflow me with wisdom for today. And it's the same thing with just meeting daily. I forget which pastor, probably Adrian Rogers, because he's so good at his colloquialisms. But he said that, we have to crucify ourselves daily, because the sacrificial lamb will run off of the altar if you don't.
Yes. Yes. I believe Paul said that we're to decrease daily, that he may increase. And that's something I deal with every day is this flesh, every single day. And it's great to have a ministry like that you're involved in that bring men together to encourage them, and then they can hear testimonies. And it was remarkable to hear that one gentleman that was not saying struggling, but carrying battles, you know, and you gentlemen were able to minister to him to help him with that. Because Moses was in battle, if I remember correctly, the scriptures. And when his arms were coming down, Brian, he was losing the battle. I believe it was Aaron and Hur that held his arms up. And when they were holding his arms up, he started winning. And it's so important that we as men don't feel threatened by one another and one another's gifts or one another. We become so secure in Jesus. Not our you know, we don't get our identity from our money. We don't get our identity from the stock market, our jobs, our degrees. We get our identity in Jesus. And when we become so secure in Jesus, you know, when another person comes up, we're not threatened by them. And we're not insecure. We're secure in Jesus. And we're going to minister to that person. We're going to tell them, come on, get back up. Run this race with confidence, the race that's set before you. God has something for you. And I admire that, Brian, that all that you're doing. I really do. And on behalf of the Heavenly Father, myself, 91.5, the body of Christ, to Bill and Brian, yourself, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Tom. I'm very humbled by it all, and I need to stay that way.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Brian. I do too myself. And, you know, sometimes the other day I had a situation that came up and, you know, I said, well, who do I call? I was challenged with something. The radio station offered me to be on next month an hour instead of a half hour because, you know, I really enjoy being on. And I'm not trying to make a name, Brian. That's not my purpose. Only one name needs to be known as his. And I was thinking, well, should I be on? Should I not, Lord? What should I do, Lord? You know, and who do I call? And I was thinking, well, should I call this brother, this person? And the Lord said, no, just call me. Call on me. Just call on me. You know, and so I forget that, you know, the greatest weapon that we have is the greatest weapon that we are, the greatest thing that we have is prayer. We want to fight a battle. It's going to be in prayer.
Right, and God is on speed dial. I mean, he did that for us. I mean, that curtain's been cut away. I mean, it's instant access to the Father of all creation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I often, sometimes myself, I get so caught up in the world and the daily things that, Lord, you know, let me stay focused. You know, let me stay focused. As the Word reminds us all, that perfect peace is His whose mind is stayed on Him. And when my mind begins to wander, it's a mess. You know, I'm just being honest. I'm very transparent, Brian. I'm very transparent. I begin to become a mess. And so it's important that we encourage one another daily and hold one another's arms up and bear one another's burdens. And it's a daily. I believe it's a daily thing. It's not a yearly, monthly. It's a daily thing. And Lord, help me with that.
Yeah, I want another serving of manna.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And Bill, tell us about the ministry again, what time it meets today, where it meets today, and the website again.
Yes, absolutely. Just to review, it's godfuelingmen.com. That's our website, godfuelingmen.com. And I'm a part of the Vieira Fuel Men's Ministry. And we meet today, which is Thursday, every Thursday, officially 12 noon to 1 p.m., but a lot of the brothers, like I said, they get there early because they want to gobble up some of that pizza gallery cuisine and get a head start on it. So, and today we've got Pastor Errol Beckford. If anybody listens to his show, which airs earlier in the morning, you'll get to see him in person, and he's just a genuine spirit. I love seeing his smile and his just the love of God that shines through him. I mean, literally, that's the definition of a man shining. So we're looking forward to that today. But it's every Thursday, 12 noon, Pizza Gallery and Grill at the Avenues. And as I mentioned also, there's two other meeting locations and days for our weekly meetings. And that can all be easily found on the GodFuelingMen.com website. And we encourage anybody to come check that out, as well as any of the archive videos. They're just so easy to get to, and there's a lot of things that can be learned that way.
That's great. Well, keep up the good work, and if there's anything I can do for you or Bill, just please let me know. If you'd like another opportunity to come on to share, you're always welcome. I'll try to announce it. And I pray God's richest blessings upon you, Bill, or Brian, as God expands both your territory, Bill's territory, and I pray the very best is yet to come for you.
God bless you as well, Tom. It was a treat to be on your show.
Yep, and I'm honored and humbled, Brian. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.
You too. And God bless you, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Brian Dillon, and he's a part of the Men's Fuel Ministry in Vieira that meets every week, again, at the Pizza Gallery in Vieira. And I believe they meet, he said, at noon. And I thoroughly enjoyed it when I was there. I really did. I'm not supposed to have pizza, but I enjoyed it. And I do, by the way, I do like the Pizza Gallery. So it's a really nice place. If you're watching your diet, forget it. So anyway, I just want to say good morning again. I've got my time's just about up. I can't believe it, 9:21. And but I'm grateful and humbled that as of next month, November, that I'll have an opportunity to share with you all a little bit longer. I'd like to kick my program up a little bit more, allow people to call in once in a while for prayer. We're living in a time that I heard a governor say that our nation's broken. And, you know, when he said that, Governor of Utah, when he had shared that our nation's broken, it just really it just stirred me up. Something happened. Something shifted. I think something shifted in America. I think we need a revival. We need a wake-up call. At least, Lord knows I need a wake-up call. And we need a shifting. We need the Lord, please wake us up as a nation, as a people, that we don't fight amongst one another, that we learn to love one another, you know, and with his love and with his mercy and with his grace and his compassion. And that's what we're called to do. The days are getting darker, and I've never seen people that are just almost coming unhinged a little bit. And just the only one that can help us is the Lord. So I have a scripture to leave you with today. It's found in 2 Chronicles. And I think the only solution to if we're broken as a nation, I think this would solve it. It's found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Our land needs a healing, you know? Our land definitely needs a healing. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, who you are, we all need to learn to get along together. You know, we all need to love one another, pray for one another, pray for our congressman, pray for our president, pray for those that are appointed over us. Let us live a life that we're, as the word says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And that's my desire for each and every one of you, that we just draw near to him, not draw near to social media and spend more time on social media than we are spending more. We need to spend more time with him. You know, I have friends that they're all constantly on the internet, and, you know, just put that thing down. Put it aside. Open your word and spend more time with him. A couple of people I want to thank that have supported the ministry here, and I want to thank you, Mark and Mary. I humbly come and say thank you for your generous support helping me be on the radio. I do more than on the radio. I try to reach out to the community, and there's a few things I desire to do for Christ. I don't ever want to retire. Retirement's not in my future. I can't find it in the Bible, and I'm not against retirement. Now, don't get me wrong, but I know God didn't call me to retire. When I lay my business down and push it aside, I am going to work full-time for Jesus, and whatever capacity that may be, my wife and I. So I just want to say thank you, Mark and Mary, for your generous support. I can't seem to thank you enough. Lisa and Michael, I thank you enough. My lovely wife, she doesn't know it, but I take money out of the checkbook once a month to help fund me to be on the radio as well. I want to thank you, sweetheart, for never complaining when you see that check that I write. Thank you. And but I need some more people to support me. But just give as God leads you to. Remember, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. That's one thing I know. You know, the economy in our country might be shut down. The government might be shut down. But Jesus, one thing about Jesus, he just doesn't shut down. he just does not shut down. And pray for our nation. We're at a critical point in a place in history. But spend more time with Jesus. And I'm encouraging you to do that. Because it's extremely important. I think we're living in a time that we're closing our eyes. And I was going to speak about visions today. Without a vision, my people perish. What is your vision? What is God calling you to do? I believe there's not just a select group of people that are called. I think we're all called. I do. I think we're all called to do something, you know. And we're to be parts of many ministries to come for Christ, because I believe we're in the end times. And we all need to take a stand. As Brian spoke to us about, we need to bear one another's burdens and, you know, be more sensitive to one another, pray for one another. And in Hebrews, again, that's one of my favorite scriptures besides John 3:16. We are to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. That's so important. Not to be critical, fault-finding. That's not our job. We're to encourage. You encourage that brother. You encourage that sister to be all that they can be in these days for Jesus. And not sure what else to do. I don't think I have time to put that one song on, Danny. It's 8:26. But again, you men out there don't have anything to do today for lunch. At 12 noon at Vieira Fuel, Pizza Gallery, they're meeting. It's a great fellowship. They have a guest speaker each week. To encourage you and to keep on keeping on, to continue to run this race with confidence, the race is set before you. So remember, just draw closer to Him. Just draw closer to Him like never before. And I pray the best is yet to come for you. It doesn't say we're not going to have storms. It doesn't mean you're not going to have some trials and difficulties and health issues. But when you do, you know who to take it to. Because His Word says in Isaiah, "Fear not, for I'm with you. For I am your God. I will help you. And I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's the assurance that we have. We can go to Jesus. We can go to the cross. And we can lay our battles, our problems, our issues at the feet of the cross, at Jesus' feet, and say, "Lord, I surrender. I surrender all. I want to come to know you as Lord and Savior." And if you don't know Him, today is a day of salvation. Just repent of your sins. Say, "Lord, come into my life. I repent and come into my life. Clean me up." And if you've walked away from the Lord, maybe you need to rededicate your life back to Christ today. Say, "Lord, I've walked away from you. I want to come back to know you as Lord and Savior." And if you're a Christian, get closer to Him like never before. Let Him set you on fire for His purpose and for His glory. And you keep running the race with confidence, the race that's set before you. That's my desire for each and every one of you. I come here each week to try to stir you up, encourage you. And I pray that you'll stay focused. As the word says and reminds us, perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. Not your problems. Perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Jesus. If you keep your mind on Jesus, I tell you what, everything else will fall into place. I'm not saying, again, you're not going to have some trials and tribulations. We all go through them. You know, I spent 4 days being sick, and I tell you what, Lord, thank you for touching me. I kept saying, "Lord, thank you for touching me. Thank you for touching me," to get my body back in shape again and back on the radio and my job, and to be a blessing to my wife. So that's my goal and desire for each and every one of you, that you would be that great blessing He's called you to be. Well, until next week, God richly bless you. And remember, stay awake. God bless you.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.
You're the river, you're the life. You're the giver, everything that's right. But my words are weary, they'll never do. My heart.